This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
On the phone right now, excited to talk to Sal Capaccio from the Buffalo Bills. Good morning, Sal.
How are you? Good morning to you. Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday. Go Bills. With the bad weather coming into the Western New York area tomorrow, will any changes be made to when the Bills will leave for Massachusetts, Foxborough?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I don't, I've been on some trips. This is my 12th year on the sidelines. We've had some weather changes in the past, as you guys know. 2014, yeah. The epic storm in November, game got moved, another game got moved. But this isn't something that you normally causes any kind of delay. Unless it's a super big storm, then you have to start planning. But nothing like that I've heard of.
And another one, Josh Allen named AFC Offensive Player of the Week after that comeback against Cincinnati. Does he get like a, you know, edible arrangement? Does he get a cake? How does he celebrate being the AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
Yeah, I mean, by now he's had so many of them, right? I mean, he probably just files it away with the rest of them. I don't know if they get like a plaque or a trophy or something. We talk to the players every week when it happens. And you know, this week was a little bit different because it could have been Josh. It also could have been Christian Benford on the defensive side. But Benford got it the week before. Not that that disqualifies him. You can get it 2 weeks in a row. But the NFL does not give it to the same player on the same team on both sides of the ball. So they probably had to decide, are we going to give it to Josh? Are we going to give it to Christian Benford? Well, since Benford had it last week, let's give it to Josh. But since Josh got it, you can't give it to Benford. So Josh gets it.
I don't know. I think they saw that Khalil Shakir throw and said, that's the guy. That was crazy.
So 10 weeks later, the Bills faced the Patriots. It was turnovers and penalties that plagued us the first time around. Are the Bills ready for this game? Because this is a big one.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. Listen, if you go back and look at the Buffalo Bills under Sean McDermott, they have an excellent, excellent December record. They play their best football this time of year, and they have for the last several years. You have to go back actually several years to find the Bills, you know, losing a game that mattered in December. They did lose at L.A. last year, the first week of December, but then they went on a run after that until the game that didn't count in New England. The year before that, they rolled off 5 in a row after Thanksgiving when they wound up playing the Kansas City Chiefs. The year before that, they rolled off, 7 or 8 in a row. That was the year DeMar Hamlin, the game in Cincinnati game was, canceled. So the point is they play their best football in December, but you still have to go out there and play. I mean, all that doesn't matter what happened in the past. You still have to go to New England and face a team that's won, 10 games in a row. They've won 11 overall this year. They've beaten the Bills so far already this year, and they're going to play a kind of game where they want to make it a little messy for you. They don't want to play a clean game. They want to take advantage of your mistakes. And that's what they did the last time. In Week 5, the Bills gave them a ball 3 times, once in their own red zone, once in the Patriots' red zone. And the Patriots, it took them until the final series to kick a field goal to win, but that's how they play.
Drake May against Josh Allen. Who's the better quarterback? Obviously,
well, obviously Josh. Josh Allen. Obviously, yeah, it's obviously Josh Allen. I mean, Drake May's a nice young quarterback, and he deserves all the accolades he's getting for, you know, being in the MVP race, but we're a long way away from putting him on Josh Allen's level.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So tell me, you always have these interesting, here's what happens in the standings. If the Bills win this game, here's how it lays out. If I can't even say it, if the Bills win. To win the game on Sunday for the Buffalo Bills? How does that put them in the AFC race?
Well, I think we do have to touch on, though, if New England does pull out this victory, they are the AFC East champs. The reign of the Bills' five-year division championship run would be over. This is what we call a hat and t-shirt game. So in New England, if they win this game, they will pull out the hats and the t-shirts that say AFC East division champions, and you don't want that to happen against you.
No.
The Buffalo Bills, especially a team that's owned the division for the last 5 years. So it's a massive game for New England. It's, you know, the year one of Mike Vrabel and year two of Drake May, and they're going to want to do that. That said, if the Bills win this game, they still have some work to do to win the division, but it still would be alive. They would be one game back of New England. The Bills would have to pretty much win the rest of their games, and New England would have to lose to either the Jets or the Dolphins in one of their last two games, which is unlikely, but it's possible to win the division. The Bills, though, they're already in a very good position to make the playoffs. If they win this game, they're not going to lock it down. It wouldn't be 100%, but it would be really tough for them to not make the playoffs, barring an utter collapse over the last several weeks. And they put themselves in a really good position. Considering the Patriots are most likely going to win the division mathematically, the Bills are looking at the 5, 6, or 7 seed, which means they would be on the road week one of the playoffs. Ironically, what could happen here, though, is by the Bills, if the Bills beat the Patriots, they could put themselves and the Patriots in a position where they're playing again in the playoffs in the first round. Like, that's possible.
Oh.
And where would that be? Your gut on this game, Sal? I just want to know, kind of.
Ugh. Ugh.
Your gut instinct on this game? What do you see? Close game?
Yeah, I mean, this is how the Patriots play. The Patriots play a lot of close games, and I think they're going to want to play a close game against the Bills. They're not going to want to, you know, let Josh Allen loose, and this is what they do. You know, they did blow out the Giants a couple of weeks ago, but you look at most of their games. I'm looking at their scores right now. 26-20, 28-23, 24-23. I mean, yeah, they have a couple of wide margins of victory, but even against Buffalo, 23-20. I do think it's a close game. I do think the experience of the Bills being in this type of situation and environment, in big games over the last several years, you know, versus a team that, you know, I know Mike Vrabel he's been to an AFC championship game as a head coach. You know, he knows how to coach like this, but you know, this is a little bit new territory for a lot of their team. And I don't think the Bills, the moment certainly won't be too big, if that makes sense.
Quarterback's wife's birthday this week. How does he get away from doing what he needs to do and focus on what he needs to focus on and celebrate his wife's birthday? Did you see any of that at all? Catch a glimpse?
I had no idea until you just said it. Is it when is her birthday? Her birthday is
the 11th. It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
He better forgotten that. You know, Sagittarius.
Well, no, he wouldn't forget it, but
being a Sagittarius.
I come on this radio station to get these kinds of facts and this kind of information.
Right? Exactly.
These are not the things that I bring to the table on WGR Sports Radio 550 because you guys bring it to me, and I love that. I did not know that.
Yeah, it was her birthday yesterday, and I'm just thinking, you know, Coach, can I kind of practice a little bit early today? Like, I don't know how that works, but. I'm curious but probably not.
I would tell you this. From what I observe about, you know, Josh and Haley, we know that we don't even know, like, people ask me, she at the games? Is she there? She's never in the spotlight, but they're very supportive of each other. And I think that, you know, when you have two people that have amazing careers that are, you know, stardom and all of that, you make it work how you make it work, right? And that's what it's all about.
I don't know why this game is just making me so nervous. And it's just, it's New England. It's beating them. We have to beat them in New England. What does the defense have to do to slow down any scoring?
The defense has to, first of all, make sure Stephon Diggs doesn't have this kind of game he did against the Bills last time. He was really good.
He was.
Comes down to, I think in this game, Taron Johnson. Now, one very, very big notable item here. Yesterday, Christian Benford showed up with a toe injury on the practice report, and he was in a walking shoe after practice.
No.
We do not know what's wrong with Christian Benford, if something serious happened to his toe, if there's any danger of him missing. Now, Sean McDermott's going to be on my radio show on WGR today he'll be on a little after 11 a.m., and he always gives the injury report to me first before he meets with the local media. So we'll get that right away and okay. we'll find out. But that would be a massive, massive blow if the Bills didn't have Christian Benford available for them. Now, mm-hmm. we don't know, and we'll find out. But mm-hmm. this is a Patriots team that they're good at running the ball, and they're going to want to run the ball, but they hit big plays. They hit a lot of big plays. They love to throw over the top of you, and the Bills are going to have to slow them down and not allow that to happen. Don't allow the big plays. And then defensively, take the ball away once or twice. That'd be great. If the Bills could take the ball away from them and kind of turn the tables from week five, that would be a real big boost.
Why are toe injuries so, you know, it seems like we see so many toe injuries in the NFL. Are the cleats wrong? Are they doing something wrong that your toes become, you know, an area of injury? Because it just seems so weird to me.
Well, you never have toe day at the gym, Jen. You're not working them out enough.
I guess, but they're just, you know, like, it's such a small.
I think it's really interesting. When you're walking around your house and you stub your toe, that's like a toe injury, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times when we think about toe injuries in sports, and especially the NFL, I think people relate it to that, like hitting the top of your toe. A lot of times it's not. It's really the bones that are connected to your toe on the top or the bottom that really impact the rest of the foot. And that's why you can't put pressure when you're running. You're a high-level athlete and you can't run. Now, we don't know. Did Christian Benford just get his toe stepped on? And that could be something.
Right.
Remember, Ed Oliver got his foot stepped on and he missed several weeks because of it, right? At practice. The other part about football is when you're playing, especially turf or a harder surface, grass, you hit that foot the right wrong way. And again, you could have a real big issue in your foot. Lisfranc injuries are really more uncommon than you would see around, and I think that maybe the general public, I guess, because of
what they're doing.
And those are really Lisfranc injury is something at the top of the foot that really it's a fracture basically. And you know, a lot of times these are listed as toes, but it's more about the foot. So it's not like when my son, when he hurts his toe and I say, oh, you want me to call the tow truck, right? And I have a little joke about it because you stub your toe.
Dad joke.
Right.
That is such a dad joke, but it's a good one. Okay.
These toe injuries are a little different.
Okay. Can't they like put something on it to make it so they don't feel that spot in our foot or something like that?
Steel toe boots.
Yeah. Can't they, you know, isn't there some kind of a spray or something?
Well, again, maybe. I don't know. Again, I don't know what his injury is specifically, but if it's the foot, if it's the bones that are connected to the toe, that's a little different. That's a little tough. I don't care what you're going to put on it.
You can go pray on it. It's going to be okay.
All right. And all right. I guess that's, I'm just so nervous about this game, Sale. I can't even speak. I can't even. It's just like this game means everything.
You know, I would say this to you, though, Janet. The Bills are going to make the playoffs. If they lose this game, it's going to be terrible. We're all going to be in a really bad mood on Monday morning. Everybody's going to, you know, I'm going to get people calling the radio station wanting everybody fired. That's what happens every time they lose anyway. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Year one of the Patriots with Mule Vrabel, and they already overtook the Bills. Oh, it's doomed. We're doomed for the next 10 years. I'm going to say, chill out to everybody. The result of this game matters, for sure. But the Bills are going to the playoffs. What matters more is what happens in January, because they're going to go to the playoffs. They're going to maybe play the Patriots again, or any other team, and that's what's going to matter more. And if you told anybody right now, I could give you a crystal ball and say, the Bills will lose Saturday, I'm sorry, Sunday, the Bills will lose Sunday, but they'll go to New England and win in the playoffs, would you take it? Everybody would. And I'm not saying you have to choose between the two, right? I know that. Mm-hmm. But that's what matters more. Yes, this is a big game. This is not if you lose, you're out of the playoffs like week 18 in Miami a few years
ago. That's true. I know that they usually release what the Bills are wearing for the game. Just tell me they're not wearing those cold front uniforms, the rivalry ones, the white ones.
No, they're wearing their white road, white jerseys and blue pants.
Okay, good.
Oh, I like
good.
Those. Good.
I do. Yes. But do the players say the same thing, anything but the cold front uniforms? I mean, they were sick, but
burn them.
No, I think they love them, but they just happened to lose in them. That's all, you know.
Yeah.
Burn them.
That was against New England. They lost. But I think those guys, I see a lot of people wearing them. No, I think they're cool. They're going to wear them again. By the way, I think they wear them again next year and the year after. I think they get a three-year deal, I think, for
it's a
one
three-year
time
deal
wearing
with
them.
The Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Burn them.
Well, can't they just change it a little bit so they don't jinx us? I don't know. I'll talk to
you. Maybe next year they'll reverse the jinx by wearing them.
Maybe they will. Good Fair idea. Enough, Sal. Thank you for checking in with us. We love talking to you. Go, Bills.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll do it again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.